Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Deptford Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August 31st. The grains are starting the week higher here. We've got corn up a penny, but about 3 cents, 4 cents off our highs from last night. The beans are up 7.5 cents, but about 8 off our highs from last night. Wheat's up 9 3/4, only a couple of cents off of last night's highs. The corn did take out the double top in the 200-day moving average at 363. We got up to 63.5 this morning, 64.25 last night, but we've since backed off. We're only now 0.75 cents higher at 360. Beans opened up about 12 higher or so. We've since backed off about 7-8 cents. But overall, the market still looks pretty good. Meal's up 360, oil's up 16 ticks. We had a new sale this morning of 596 corn in China. The weather and the Chinese buying is certainly still forefront. We don't see a lot of rain anywhere in the Midwest, really until next Sunday. Maybe some rains in Iowa by then. They may be a little bit too late. We're expecting crop ratings nationally to drop 2-3% in corn, 3-4% in beans. Iowa could take a much bigger hit than that on both categories, and Illinois could take a fairly good hit as well. Market looks friendly. We're getting a little overbought, due for a little bit of a setback here. If the corn can't close over that double top after taking it out, then I think we're going to see a little bit of softness coming to this market over the next couple of days or so. But overall, I don't see any real problem. China continues to buy it, even higher prices. That's positive. The bean market, China still wants the beans. We haven't seen any bean buying in 3 days now. But I would expect to see so. Like I said, we'll get the crop ratings tonight. That could push us higher overnight. I don't know whether we'll stay there or not. I think we're a little bit overbought here. Maybe time for a little bit of a correction. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-4043. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.